Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get.
We have done it.
Alrighty. Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. And we are glad that you are here. We got a great show for you tonight here, as we have on amazing psychic mediums Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Posick, as they come together, and it's going to really be a great show. Really looking forward to it. So dial on into the number 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, okay? That's really important. Press the 1 on your phone to speak to our guest. There you go there. And I'll come to you in the screening room. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on our guest here. Here for the program tonight, we are going to bring on Marilyn Posick and the psychic cop Chuck Bergman here to the show. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Marilyn. How about you?
You're looking good, Michael, but you're really wearing a towel tonight. What's up?
Come on. He said he wouldn't say that. Come on.
Chuck, what are you doing with that big chocolate chip cookie in your mouth?
No. I'm giving the sweets up for a while. I have to. Cookie would be great.
I just envision you, Chuck, today pulling up the boat again. Were you out fishing today?
No, not today. I actually had a couple of readings to do, and other, catch-up work to do. So, yeah, it was kind of a catch-up and mustard day today.
And Marilyn, she's complaining, Chuck, that it's all wet and cold in Phoenix.
Think we've had rain and cold weather every single Monday since like around Christmas or so.
I think so. I always think we're on like a repeat, because every time I ask you, Marilyn, how is it going? It's always raining and cold. It's like,
I know. I don't think I've ever said that this much since I've lived out here.
Yeah, right. But you'll be glad you had these days once it comes July.
No, I won't. I'll take the 100 degrees any day.
Well, it's not just 100. It's about 120, isn't it?
Sometimes it gets up that high.
I know. I couldn't handle that. Give me the cold and snow anytime.
Come on out to Arizona. We got about 2 feet up in the high country here.
Yeah. just make a studio up there, do my show from the high country.
Right.
Yeah, you could. As long as you had fast enough, Wi-Fi. That's the thing. I used to live out in the country, not so long ago when I started this show, my first year or so. And we had the only way we could get internet was through satellite. And that was like 3 megs, like my internet provider's like, I don't know, it's in the hundreds, but it was like 3 megs. And that was fast for satellite. For satellite, it was like fast because I knew I needed as fast as I could get. That was the fastest. But it had another downside to it, was you could only use so much internet a month. Like, once you use so much internet, then they slow down your speeds.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah.
Well, you guys will be really proud of me. Both of you know I am technically challenged, right? And today I was on the internet and it said no internet available. And I'm like, okay, so I shut down the computer, turned it back on again. That didn't work. So I unplugged everything and managed to plug everything back in where it went, and I got internet. I'm very proud of me.
Yeah, good for you. That's sometimes that will reset everything, you know. And yeah, but yeah, yeah, here I am running at 125, Michael, 125 megabytes per second on my connection.
Yeah.
And yet I can't get up on the web connect. I'm on my telephone right now. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure. Probably is not you. Yeah, that's kind of the speeds I have. You know, I got basically the highest, almost the highest speeds that cable offers, and kind of need that with the show and everything. So
it helps. It helps with uploads,
yeah,
downloads, all that stuff.
Streaming, oh, yeah.
It's all good.
Yes.
All
yeah,
good.
When you're streaming, and some people don't understand, like, they don't have as fast of a connection, and so they have a slow connection, and also they're like working off their laptop, which is slower than your, so they're trying to connect with Skype or like, you know, you're doing with a Direct Connect, and it's pretty poor, and they wonder why.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so well, you guys ready for the first call?
Sure.
I'm ready.
Okay, you're excited tonight. Okay, let's hear it for the callers.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will ask the people calling in, though, if you have spoken to Marilyn and Chuck on this show, say in the last couple of months, could you please refrain from calling tonight so we can get to those who haven't come on yet? We would appreciate that. And when you do come on, please have a one specific question, please. Okay? Alrighty. So let's go to our first caller then, area code 917. Welcome to the show. And can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My first name is Timothy. How are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome,
honey,
Timothy.
Timothy?
Timothy,
is it?
Yes, indeed. Timothy, indeed it is.
Okay, and where are you calling from, hon? I didn't hear anything that you said.
Oh, I'm calling from New York.
Oh, okay. I was just watching the Travel Channel. They had Food Paradise on there, and they were showing all the delicious pizza from New York, and I'm starving for pizza now.
Hey, you're a pizza freak anyway, right?
I am.
Okay.
I was in hog heaven. I got to look at pizza for an hour here on TV. New York, Connecticut, Chicago, California. I'm like, yay.
Oh, that's great.
So how can we help you tonight, Timothy?
Okay. Well, my one question is, I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing professionally. Professionally, personally, mostly professionally. Don't have a clue. Was wondering if you guys saw anything opening up or anything or any way I could try to tap into my guides or intuition to lead me along that path.
That's exactly the path you're supposed to be on, dear. Do you do any kind of healing work, spiritual work now?
No, I do not.
Have you taken any kind of classes?
I took some psychic development classes forever ago. That was about it.
And why didn't you pursue that?
I have this annoying habit where if I don't see tangible results after a while, my attention kind of wanes.
At least you're honest. Thank you for your honesty. I definitely get, Timothy, that you need to be in a field where you're helping other people, where you're healing people. What have you done in the past?
Mostly technical stuff, network engineering, some lightly, mostly now customer support over the phone. Kind of been stuck here for way too long.
Yeah, that's
sure
exactly the energy I'm picking up for you, Timothy. Like you're in a stuck place. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, and I'm kind of in a stuck place there as well.
Because I see somebody new coming into your life here pretty soon. Are you, you know, thinking about breaking up with the current person?
Yes, I'm trying to work it out. So we just got a lot of stuff between us, responsibilities, and I'm trying to figure out an exit strategy, per se.
I see it in, is this person, is this a female?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel like she's done with the relationship as well?
I feel like she doesn't know that she is, but she's willing to ride this course that we're on, which is not supporting me. I kind of need to be in a real light place to try to venture out and do other things personally, professionally. So,
exactly. Because I feel like this relationship is going to be breaking up soon, but I feel it's going to be very amicable. Like, it's not going to be a really hard breakup or anything, but I feel like there's another person that's coming into your life, like, really soon. And I feel this person's going to give you the love and support that you need right now. And I would definitely check into doing, helping people. So maybe helping people even in the IT field, but you're definitely, you've got a very sweet soul, a very sweet heart. You got a very giving heart. And I feel you'll find a lot more fulfillment in your life if you can get into a field where you're helping people. And I would definitely consider taking up some kind of more psychic development classes, trusting your intuition more, something along that line.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Chuck, do you have anything for Timothy?
You know, I really don't. I didn't feel any energies around you, but I'm in agreement with everything Marilyn has to say.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Timothy. Good luck to you, dear.
Bye.
Okay. Appreciate your call there, Timothy. And again, call on in, folks. Our guests are the Psychic Cop, Chuck Bergman, and Angel Lady Messenger, Marilyn Posick. So join us. Call on in, 347-884-8245, and we shall take your call. Let's go next, then, to my home state of Oklahoma, guys, and let's bring in Christopher to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Christopher. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I guess I was just wondering what gifts I should be pursuing and how should I deal with any difficulties along the way?
I don't quite understand the answer or the question, Christopher.
What gifts should I be pursuing and how should I deal with any difficulties along the way?
What do you mean by gifts? As far as the metaphysical psychic
yes.
field? Okay. The first thing I'm getting is, what's heavy in your heart, dear?
A lot of things, I'm assuming. I mean, I'm in a better place in my life, but, I mean, things are kind of at a standstill.
Because I'm getting that you have a very heavy heart. Have you just recently lost somebody?
Not recently.
Within the last year is recent to me. Have you lost somebody within the last year, year and a half?
Year and a half, yeah.
Okay. and have you not released this person from your heart yet? Because I feel like you got like heavy energy in your heart that you need to release. And I think it has to deal with this person leaving. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had, but
okay. What I'm getting is a lot of sadness within inside of you, a lot of indecisiveness within inside of you, and I don't know how much work you've done in the metaphysical, spiritual world yet, but whatever cleansing and clearing you can do for your heart chakra. Start working there, start bringing in that lighter energy for yourself, and then I feel like your gifts are going to start opening up. Do you do any work with your third eye?
No.
Okay. Do you do any work with, like, cleansing and clearing and balancing chakras?
I mean, just try. I try and meditate every day.
And what work have you done in the metaphysical spiritual world?
About the only thing I did get into Reiki.
Reiki? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Reiki. But I haven't used, I mean, that was back in 2012, and I took all three classes, but I've never
used it.
Kinda, yeah.
Do you have the ability to see things, like to do readings on people, dear? Have you had that in the past?
I've been told, but I'm not quite sure.
Because that's what I'm definitely getting for you. And they're telling me to tell you two things here. First, what spiritual guide do you want to go with? You don't have to answer me here on the show, but you've got to go within. And what guide do you want to work with? Is it God? Is it Jesus? Is it spirit? Is it source? Is it angels? Like, I work predominantly with angels and with God. And Chuck will talk to you here in a minute, and he works more on the mediumship side, working with people that have crossed over and those spirits. So you've got to first decide who or what energies and the white light you want to work with. And then they're telling me the other thing is to go to your third eye and start cleansing and clearing that. And if I was you, I would also, do you use any kind of essential oils at all?
I do not.
Okay. I would definitely check into frankincense and start putting that on your third eye to open it up, because I feel like you do have the abilities to read people. You know, whether you do phone readings, whether you do in person and everything, but you've got to find a spiritual being that you're comfortable working with. You've got to cleanse that third eye, and you've got to release that heaviness in your heart.
Okay.
And once you start working on those, and don't expect to work on them like, you know, tomorrow and everything is going to be all bright. It's a gradual process, you know. And even if you can bring in some of your Reiki, even get into your books, I don't know whether you have books that you read, or just kind of tap into that. Not, I don't feel like you're to do Reiki on people. I see it's more readings on people. But even if you just open up your books to kind of get back into the, bring you back into that spiritual side, I think that'll help you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And let's see what Mr. Chuck has for you.
Okay, and hi, Christopher. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good, good. Do you mind if I ask your age?
I am 27.
I was going to say, you sound like 23, man. You sound younger than that. the only thing I'm getting for you, and it's more a little bit of advice, when you do your meditation, and I applaud you for doing it frequently like you do, do you do it alone, or are there other people also doing it with you?
I do it alone.
Okay, I find that to be, I'm not going to say it's not, it's never anti-productive. It's always going to be good for you. It may bring you peace, and you may get little images and everything, but I'll tell you that even at the level I'm at with meditation now, what a difference when I do it in a group environment. If you give me 3, 4, or 5 people or more, and we're all doing meditation together, there's a lot more to pick up on. So you may want to check around in the New York area. No, you're not in New York. You're in Oklahoma. And
yeah.
Oklahoma, and find out if you have any groups that meet. And sometimes you're even in private residences once a week or whatever.
Yeah.
But even though it's the same people every week, typically you will pick up on either spirits that you connect with or angels. Or to me, there's a lot more energy and a lot more activity. If I do a meditation alone, typically I fall asleep. That's it. So,
right.
You know, and that's got its benefits too, but not like a real spirit communication. You've got a great energy about you, though. It's very calm, very peaceful, and I think you just don't want to give up on this. And when you do have other things going on in your life that are taking away most of your attention, that can make it hard too. There is a phrase I've learned in this where they say the spirit world picks who they want to work with, and I feel you've got 3 or 4 over there that want to work with you. They're just waiting for the timing and for the you know, your attitude and everything to be 100%, and you're not quite there yet.
Right.
But you're close. Sounds like you're going to make it happen.
Okay.
That's about all I'm getting for you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Christopher. Hope that helps.
Well, thank you.
Do you know, Michael, does Christopher live close to you or anything?
No, Christopher is still on there. Christopher, you're in Tulsa, right? Area?
Yeah, I'm near Bartlesville.
Yeah. He's
do you know
a couple
of any groups
away.
In that? Do you know of any groups in that area, Michael, for Christopher to connect with?
Not in Tulsa, no. I'm too far away. I wouldn't know of any.
Yeah, I agree with Chuck. It's really good to start working with other people, Christopher.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night, hon.
You too.
Okay, take care, Christopher. Okay. Yeah, I think if Christopher does, maybe he's already done, but some searches online, it'll pull up a lot of different spiritual groups, and we have psychic fairs too. Even though we're in the Bible Belt, we still have a limited amount of psychic fairs, and you get to meet a lot of people that way, and he'll be able to connect to where he needs to, you know, be to do what he needs to do. So yeah, I think that'll work. So why don't we give out to the listeners how people can contact you, any announcements? Marilyn, do you want to start?
Sure. The best way to get in touch with me is through my website, which is my name, www.marilynposick.com. Or you can get a hold of me. Many people get a hold of me through Messenger on Facebook. And you can just go to my Facebook page, which is just Marilyn Posick, and you can private message me there. I will be live on Facebook tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where I go live helping people cope with death and loss. And then I will be live Wednesday evening, same time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where a bunch of us get on there and we all talk about angels. And I take people's questions and comments. And the comments I've been receiving on there has just been amazing, like how much I have helped people, even one lady that has lost her son, how much just learning about the angels that she's able to reach out and help a couple other people that she knows that has lost somebody. So if anybody wants to join me, I will be live Tuesday and Wednesday evening.
Okay, very good. Chuck?
Okay, you can find me at chuckbergman.com. And nothing upcoming. A lot of my stuff is private readings, in-house readings, and I do an occasional helping police departments, either missing persons or, you know, things like that. But if you want to contact me, just do it through the website at www.chuckbergman.com. And I do have two books that I've written that are available. You can click on the, it'll say books on the task bar and give you a rundown on the books, if it's something you might be interested in reading. And any upcoming events will be on my front page. And I think I'm almost caught up with things that I've been doing. So it's time to recycle and start everything all over again. But that's pretty much how you'll reach me.
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys. And we do have the links for Chuck and Marilyn here on the show page, folks. You can click on over, and it'll take you on over there. Before we go to our next call, I don't think you guys have heard my ghost story, have you?
Did we
know
it?
Yeah, you do. I'm being serious.
I guess we're going to. Sure. I'd love to.
Chuck's like, all right, let's get through this. Darn it. you guys are just too funny. Okay, so true story. Now, this is a number of years ago, but when my kids were smaller, I don't know, 5, 4, and I had them in the back seat, the car seats. I was driving along. This is during the day, I don't know, about 3 p.m. Sunny out, no, you know, no rain, no distractions. Going on the interstate here in basically the heart of Oklahoma City. And lo and behold, up on the interstate, you know, semi-far, I see this guy that's on the side of the interstate, and he's all in black, basically, is what I can see. And he starts to proceed to walk on the interstate. And I am just, like, shocked because there's cars coming. You know, there's – and he doesn't seem to care. He's just going to walk. And I'm thinking, what is this, a suicide or something? And, like, you know, these cars are not going to be able to stop. So I so saw this that I started pulling off to the shoulder of the road because I knew there's just going to be a huge, you know, mess and – you know, cars, you know, anyway, it wasn't going to be good. I needed to pull off. And lo and behold, to my surprise, the cars just went right through this guy in black. And they didn't hit their brakes, tap them, nothing. Just went on through, didn't even see it. And then the guy, you know, vanished. So I went ahead and drove up close to, you know, in that area spot. And I looked over on the side of the road, and there laid on the side of the road was a cross. Someone had just recently died there. And
oh, wow.
So I kind of have my thoughts of what it was, but I'm interested. I don't want to say anything, but what do you take from that?
Go ahead, Marilyn. I'll let you go first.
So you never did see an actual person, right, Michael?
No, I mean, it had to be a ghost because it, you know, apparition, because it vanished. Yeah.
I feel it was the spirit of the person that died there. And I feel the feeling that I'm getting is that this was an unexpected death. You know, a lot of times our souls, our spirits will know when we're going to cross, and we kind of prepare ahead of time. But I don't feel like this soul, this spirit knew that. And it was a very unexpected death. And I don't feel like this soul has crossed over. That's why you were seeing it more in black.
Oh, okay.
And I feel that's why you were able to see it, because it hadn't gone to the light. What do you get, Chuck?
Same idea. And what I'm getting is apparently it was rather fresh. But people do die on highways other than car accidents. It can be, you know, pedestrian. It could be someone changing a flat tire. And since we're telling stories, I'll give you a real quick one, one of the eeriest ones I've ever heard of. When I took
a
class.
Can I ask a couple of questions on this? And we'll.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm wondering a couple of things. Why was I the only one that saw this? Obviously, I didn't know this person.
Some people, how do I say this? Some souls and spirits will connect with the people that they know can see. You know, so you were definitely meant to see this soul. Did you do anything? Did you, like, say a prayer after you saw this or anything? Or when you saw the cross, did you say a prayer or try to send them to the light?
Well, I sent a prayer for them.
Okay.
So they can proceed, yeah, to the light. But I have to say, this was like before this show, so I was just starting my, you know, spiritual.
It doesn't matter
journey.
Whether people
yeah.
are in the spiritual, metaphysical world or not. You know, it's been documented many, 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 many times where people are able to see someone. And it's just like even an animal will appear to somebody. And they might not ever know this animal. They might not ever know this person. But that soul, that spirit, because when we cross over, as you know, Michael, it all changes. And they're able to, you know, feel or know that certain person, like in this case you, were able to see it, and you were going to, you know, send it a prayer, send it for the best and highest self. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, thank you. Chuck, would you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I do, because I think this might be kind of relative to what happened with you, because you wonder, like, why would a spirit even be there on the side of the road like that? And, you know, like Marilyn was talking about, sometimes abrupt or unexpected deaths will result in that type of a loop or whatever you want to call it. But I am aware of a case where a state trooper pulls up behind a car on the highway, had its flashers on and everything. So when the trooper approached the car, it's just a woman sitting in the passenger seat only and no one else. So he goes around and says, "Hi, do you need any help?" She says, "Oh, I don't think so. My husband's changing a flat tire." But there's no husband. And the trooper walked around the car, and right by the driver's door were a pair of empty shoes. Apparently, a tractor-trailer truck had come along and hit him, pulled him right out of his shoes, which happens a lot. And they never recovered a body off that guy, never recovered it. So that would be an example where I wouldn't be surprised if that gentleman is still, like, in a loop in that accident scene area. But I did find it awfully strange. I mean, a couple of years later, we still never a body recovered.
Wow. That's amazing. I thought with this guy that I saw, I thought maybe it was someone who was trying to cross the interstate, you know, because there's people that do that from time to time, and then they just don't have enough time, and they get hit and killed. Happens a lot. And
that's what it sounded like when you were talking about him. That's, to me, what I was kind of envisioning while you were talking about, you know, what you saw.
Yeah.
That's why I said it doesn't always have to be a car accident. You know, it could be something like that.
Yeah, and it's kind of felt like over the years that when I keep thinking about that, you know, that, you know, here he is, you know, still trying to cross. He's still, like, stuck there, like his energy is still stuck there. But then again, it's like, is he there, or is it just the residual energy, as they say, there? So
I kind of buy into the loop idea where part of your energy could have gone to the light and yet part of it didn't, you know, because you can be in multiple places when you're in spirit and there's a lot going on during that initial, you know, exiting the body where, you know, things like that really do happen.
Yeah. Do you guys think that our souls are, like, part of our souls are on the other side, say heaven, and then we're down here? Do you think it's our main souls?
I think it's split to a point, but Michael, you're also traveling at the speed of light, so really what's the difference if you're up here and down there as one unit or partial unit? Speed of light is pretty impressive.
That's true.
I'm a little into what you're talking about. I mean, I've had it where people, they're sitting in front of me having a reading, and they'll talk about something, and we'll note the time, and yet, say they traveled from across the country to come and see me, then that particular thing will be happening at that very moment that we're talking about it at my house, even though, you know, they're 2,000 miles away. But they'll be talking about an incident that's taking place in real time, and when they get back home, they learn that it was true, I guess I've broken it down to know they can be in multiple places at any given second.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, I was going to say, I don't feel like I'm traveling at that speed, but
I don't think they know. I think they're here 1 minute, and then they're with grandma, grandpa the next minute, and then they're back up in heaven. And, you know, Well, another thing on that same idea is, how is it that when you have a reading, like someone says, well, I want my dad to come through. I mean, how does dad know that you're going to want him to come through at that moment? And some of my readings have been spontaneous, where I'm out doing something and someone will approach me and, you know, and I'll happen to give them a very brief message, but a very accurate message about their loved one. So how do they know? How do they know that someone who can see them and hear that, how do they know that, you know, a medium's even around? How do they know all this stuff?
And I totally agree with that. I went out to lunch with a friend right before Christmas, and our waitress was just really, really fun. And when I'm on my personal time, I'm on my personal time, and I don't do readings or anything unless I'm being strongly guided to do this. And I got up to go to the restroom, and I looked over at our waitress, and I said, has your mother passed? And her mother kept coming to me, and I asked several times, like, is this a message I do have to deliver? And if I get a very, very strong yes, then I honor and respect that. And so I delivered a message, and it was like just a week before Christmas, and it's exactly what she needed to hear at that time. And then we happened to go back to the restaurant a couple weeks later, and she was there, and she just came up and gave me a big hug, and she goes, thank you so much. So, again, like, I never met this waitress before. Obviously, I never knew her mother, but it was something that she needed to hear right before Christmas. And when I get it that strongly, I honor and respect it, just like Chuck does, just, you know, a couple minute, whatever we're being told, here you go. And how did her mother know I was going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fascinating stuff. Okay. Well, let's take our next call there. That was really good. Let's go up to Canada and bring in our good friend Michelle to the show. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Well, I'm curious what's coming for love. I'm kind of got two guys that I maybe think are interesting, but just kind of curious.
Why are you stopping at two? Go with five or six. Go for the gusto,
oh,
girl.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
That's what I heard from the guys. That's what I call the angels, the guys. They're going, don't limit yourself.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you're done. Bye-bye.
Wow.
On a serious note, though, Michelle, I'm getting that right now you are to have fun. You know,
yeah.
Don't worry about getting serious. You know, you got two going for you. Good for you. Just they're telling me essentially, like, go with the flow. Is your mother passed?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Is her mother passed?
Yeah.
Okay. She's definitely guiding you with this. Because I'm getting
okay.
a mother-like figure. So if your mother's still here, it's definitely your mom's mom.
Okay.
And she's guiding you with this. Did she like to have a good time in life?
I think so. I didn't know too well, but...
Okay. Because I'm getting that she's guiding you on this and that there's a bunch of angels with you. And they're saying, don't be so serious. Just go have fun. And let things flow as they need to flow for you. Because I don't feel like you're in a serious state right now. Like, you know, sometimes due to peer pressure or whatever age, we feel that we need to be settling down. But I don't think that you're ready for that yet. So they're telling me to tell you, just go out there and have fun, dear.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Does that make sense for you?
It does, yeah. I've been single for almost 3 years, so I'm never in a rush to be in anything. It's just, I get lonely, but, yeah, I'm definitely not going to rush things either.
Yeah, they're saying just to go have fun and that you need
okay.
fun in your life right now.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
And Chuck, do you have anything for Michelle?
Only one quick thing, Michelle. It came in loud and clear that February would be your month, so... stay open. And this is February coming up here, so it's practically on top of us. So I don't think you'll be waiting that long.
Okay, very cool. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Keep up that laugh. That's a very nice laugh you got there.
Okay, thank you. Awesome.
All right. Did we lose Michael again, Chuck?
No, he's here, I'm sure. Michael.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what can we promote while he's not here? Let's see. Is that Michelle? Are you still here?
Yeah,
I am
still
here.
Okay, listen, I felt a male figure trying to come in. Has your dad passed?
No, would be grandfather.
Grandfather? Because I felt him really powerful, really trying to just say hello.
Oh, okay.
And something about he kept losing track of time. Do you know what that would mean?
No, but maybe my parents do.
Okay. That's an odd statement to hear from him. He's confirming, too. February's going to be the month, and he can see it now. And remember, I'm giving you the letter L as in love, but it's going to have to do with the the male's name. The letter L, whether there are two L's in it, like, I don't know, somewhere in the middle, or I know I'm getting an L-sounding name for that person.
Oh, okay.
So, got any more, I'll let you know. One more quick thing. It might just be a validation that he is around. Do you have a tree around you that's dead that should be taken down or replaced?
That's very possible because it actually didn't do well. I have only had the house a year, and I question it because it does look dead.
Okay. Okay, just doing that as a little quick validation that he's around and loves everyone and loving it where he's at even more, though. So not going to get much more.
Oh, thank you.
There's Michael.
All right. I have come back from the screening room. All right. All right. Take
care,
Michelle.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Do you think I just left? It's like you guys finished. Wrap up. Close the door behind you when you leave. Put up the microphones when you leave, Chuck, okay?
I will. Mine's not working tonight for some reason. I don't know. That's all right.
I'll clean it off tonight. Let's take in one other caller here. New Jersey, Rosemaria.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Rosemaria. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Good.
Hello.
How can we help you tonight, dear?
I did a lot of transformations and let it go and broke free from a lot of stuff, disconnected from a lot of bad energy. And right now I'm trying to stand on my two feet for a new job to come in, if that's coming anytime soon for me. Or a relationship.
Yes, it is. I feel like you've been through, excuse my language, but what they're telling me, you've been through hell for the last 2 years. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And they're saying that you're starting to come on the other side of it. Okay.
Right.
You have to learn to, what these lessons taught you, and no matter what goes on in our life, the good and the bad, they're all lessons to learn. And what they're telling me is to tell you that these lessons that you've learned, they're guiding you to stand on your own two feet and to be very firm and very connected on your own two feet. Were you not like that before?
I was before. I was just a lot of, because I wanted a job and wanted a relationship and tried to do my best to get it, and it didn't work. And
yeah, they're telling me that this is definitely a time for you to stand on your own two feet and to be very strong and to go after what you want. So I don't know, what kind of a field do you work in, dear?
IS.
They're telling me to go after something that will bring you enjoyment. So I don't know whether you're already looking into companies or firms or whatever for this job, but you don't just settle for, you know, to get a job. Decide on something like a company that will bring enjoyment to you, that will treat you for who you are and respect you for who you are. And they're telling me, don't worry about relationships right now. Right now, what you should worry about is a relationship with yourself and getting yourself stronger. And then look for something that will bring enjoyment to you as far as work, and then slowly things will start falling into place. What is your birthday and month there?
December 31st.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
How do you like being a New Year's Eve baby?
Good and bad, because nobody wants to hang out and all that stuff and try to
right?
hang out.
I do a tiny bit of numerology. I'm not a numerologist, but I wanted to see where you are with your personal year. Numerology is a study of numbers. And I do your personal year by taking your birthday, your birth month, and the current year, adding that all together till it equals one number. And your number is an 8, and the 8 year is an achievement year. So this is going to be a very good year for you, first personally, by 8 being an achievement year. But also, if you take 2017, add that all together to equal one number, it's a 1, and that's all about new beginnings. So really search for a job that you want that will bring joy and happiness to you, and get firmly planted on your feet with that. And then eventually, like relationships, everything else will start falling into place for you, because they're telling me you're done with the bullshit.
Yeah.
That came straight from the guys.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yeah. I did
okay, Chuck, you're on.
In November.
Marilyn's gone. They just kicked her off. I just got the notice. She's gone. Nice knowing you. No.
Chuck, do you have anything, dear?
I didn't have any input on that one. I was listening to every word you said, though, and I'm in agreement with it. Usually they'll add a little more, but I didn't feel anyone in spirit either. But all I'm getting is she's searching in the right places, so just a matter of time. Things are going to clear up. Keep that positive attitude going. It's all about the attitude.
Right, yeah, I just put one in again where I just came back from a couple months ago. So, it's like, that's where I just got tired of the BS.
Yep, I get it.
So see, the guys were right, right?
Yeah. It's all about change.
Sorry, Michael. That's what the guys have me say.
Blame it on them.
I confirmed it.
I hope the guys come with you to speak to the network people. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I just put one in, so that confirmed on that one, so I just put it back in again, resume, for just a job for now, and then relationship later.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to be fine, honey.
Cool, appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. Have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
Night.
All right. Marilyn, you weren't listening to Sunday night show, were you?
No. Why?
Oh, okay. Well, I had a guest that was on. She's rather new, and she asked me before airtime, she said, is it okay if I swear? And I've never had that question before, and generally I don't swear on this show, as you know. But there's not any really technically any rules like that, though they do like to keep it somewhat clean. Anyway, I told her, you know, as long as it's not, you know, just – really off the wall. It's, you know, go for it. We'll see how it goes. So she just used a few, like, damn or something, you know, was very minor, wasn't it? So I thought maybe you were listening, thinking, like, all right, I can just let loose, and everybody's going to be swearing on this show before long.
Well, you've never heard me say anything like that before. That came straight from the guys, you know, and it was out before I caught myself.
Yeah, I know, but no, I'm joking. But yeah.
No, I didn't listen Sunday. I was enwrapped in football Sunday.
Yeah. Should be what we got here, Patriots and Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish it was Arizona.
Forget that. It's like saying Cleveland Browns. But,
hey.
I know. We won't go there. That's...
They won one game this year. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I don't watch the NFL all that much, so I didn't know. But I do watch the Super Bowl. Do like the Patriots.
Me too. I lived in Massachusetts, so naturally.
Yeah.
Be a fan. That's the only game I watch all year, really, is Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too, for the NFL.
I like the ads, and I like the halftime, so.
Right. And you know, that night, Sunday night, of course, I normally do shows, but I learned in the first couple of years, it's like everybody, even the spiritual people, are watching the Super Bowl because, like you say, the ads and the halftime show, even if they're not football fans, so... I don't do shows on Super Bowl Sunday anymore.
I'll give you something to think about, Michael. How many spirits do you think are there watching it from the stands and adding their energy and adding their energy to the game because they're getting in with free tickets?
Yeah. Is that what causes all the fumbles?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, you got to wonder about that.
Yeah, especially some of these guys, you know, they run around with the football all tucked in, and mysteriously it comes loose, so no one even touches it. But, yeah, should be interesting. I was going to say there was something before we closed I was going to tell you about, Chuck, on PD. Did you watch it Friday?
I did. It was good.
Yeah, there's always, oh yeah, that one in South Carolina where they went to this house where there was shootings. You know, they got the call for shooting and
there
was a guy on the ground dead. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
There was another one, I don't know if you saw that, about a state trooper. It went on a call and it was an accident with a car overturned and a woman thrown out and she was deceased. But the driver started shooting at the cop, pinned him down and everything else, and a bystander came by and shot and killed the guy that was attacking the cop.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think you're going to hear more on that because of the gun laws, and, you know, a lot of people don't like a lot of guns out there, but that's one example. I think there was another one recently in a bank or something. Yeah, there was. I think it was local here in Jacksonville. And a citizen in line at the bank pulled out his gun and shot one of the robbers. And the other one fled, but they caught him later. So it looks to me like there's more and more of that going on. You know, maybe it'll stop some of these robberies and shootings that are going down.
Yeah.
That are happening.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, you know, businesses should hire security, you know, security or, you know, off-duty police. Before I kind of got on my own as far as working, I worked at the credit union for a number of years, and we always had a police officer, off-duty police officer, and they staffed all the branches. And, you know, our credit union had basically zero robberies where the other banks and things had them, you know, they have them all the time.
Kind of a cost factor, though. It does cost them money, but in the long run, no robberies, no deaths. Well, you know, what does a fatality cost? costs you, you know, in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to figure out your expenses because, you know, the credit union, I mean, does extremely well. They're not hurting at all. So they've figured it out. And just like the local theater in one of the suburbs here that I go to, it's the only one I go to, and they're fully staffed. I mean, they have the local Moore police there, and they're all over. They even have undercover that you can't even see in the upper balcony, you know, especially after the Colorado thing, and which I was there. We were driving to Colorado that night that happened, and we drove through Denver that morning, and we drove by the theater when you know, the police were sorting it all out and everything. And that was very eerie.
I bet.
Yeah. Okay, what was that movie that came out recently about Martin Luther King and everything? It came out about a year ago. I can't think of the name of it. It was all about, you know, Martin Luther King and the marches and all that. But, you know, I went there to see it with my son, and, you know, there were very few white people in the theater for that. But you know, when it was over, some big son of a gun came to the back where the two of us were sitting, and I don't know what he wanted to do, either shoot us or beat us up. I don't know what was going on with that. And he just stood there staring at us while standing on the seat in front of us. And as far as I could see, the only reason for it is because we were white, you know. And I took my son there. I wanted him to see what all that was about. I thought I was doing a good thing, you know. Let's go look at that. But it's almost like he was blaming us for all the things that happened, you know, back in the 40s and 50s and all that, you know. And I got to tell you, it was really uncomfortable, whereas back in the day I would have had a gun on me, and here I did not. And what an awful feeling when you don't know if this guy is armed or not. You don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, you're in a crowded theater like that. But fortunately, I knew not to antagonize the situation, so I didn't, and it just kind of fizzled out, and he finally left. But he was a pretty big guy, and I didn't know what he had against me and my son. We weren't doing anything wrong, you know. We were there to watch the movie. I didn't think much of a guy that would pick a father and a 12-year-old kid, you know, to intimidate them like that.
Right.
So, you know, even the theaters now, you got to be a little careful when you go in, you know.
You do. You do. It's an eerie feeling. I don't know after that, but I feel totally secure in that theater. And what I was going to say was, the guy who went to the Denver theater and shot it all up, he went to that theater specifically because they had no armed security when he bypassed other theaters close to home, but they had armed security. See. So,
yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I know what you mean. It's, you know, kind of blaming you for, you know, the past things. And it just depends, you know, on the person. You know, the things that happened to African-Americans back then, you know, were obviously horrible, the slaves and all that. And I watched a lot of films like that, did this weekend, in fact. And I just think it's awful what happened. But you know, when we go to church, Catholic church, it's about 90% African American, and we found the church because one of our priests was transferred there, but he's you know, gone now from the church there. But we stayed because the people are so loving. I mean, and I told my wife this number of times. I said, you know, they could have the opposite effect, saying, you guys, you know, did this to my ancestors and stuff, like you're saying, like this guy kind of did. But they do the opposite thing. They wrap you in love, and it's the most loving Catholic church I've ever been in. So
that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. So depends, you know, like anybody, where the heart is. Where they're
I know.
At the time in their life, and
I'd admit, I'm thinking of all people in here, why would you come over to me and my little guy? We weren't, you know, what a lesson for him too, you know. But we were able to talk about it later, and I was able to tell him, you know, like, the best way to handle that is what we did. You don't want to inflame it. You don't want to make it any worse. And, you know.
Yeah, that's a great.
I'm surprised other people didn't in there didn't help, you know, tell him to back off or whatever. But hey, who knows? That would have made it worse too. So.
Yeah, it's that's a great lesson, you know, for everybody is. You know, if you're in a situation either with a, you know, a boyfriend, husband, whatever, don't inflame it. Just try to gently get out of it, you know. And I'll close with this story here. I'll never forget this. Once we were living, when our kids were small, we were living on a house that was on a kind of a, you know, semi-busy street. As we were pulling into the garage from, you know, from picking up the kids from school, this guy was walking on the street and he started to follow our car. And as I got out, he was in our garage and I hadn't even got the kids out of the car yet. And I said, can I help you? Yeah. And he was looking, you know, a little bit, you know, iffy. And I was, you know, and he said, I need to get my car out of the impound down the street. Can you give me a ride down there? And I knew there was no impound down there. And I said, I didn't want to pull a knife or a gun. And I said, yeah, sure, you know, no problem. I said, why don't you go on out there a minute? Let me go ahead and get the kids in and tell my wife and I'll go ahead and we'll head on down there. And he's like, okay, yeah, sure. So I closed the garage door. And he started like pounding on our door and stuff. And I, you know, immediately called the police and, he went ahead and left, but there was no impound down there. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think he would have been robbed or something, Michael. Good thing you didn't go out there, didn't give him a ride.
Yeah. I didn't want to say to him
that. I remember the good old days. You could put your thumb out and get a ride anywhere you wanted to go. Really. You didn't even have another car.
That's right. Marilyn probably did a lot of that, didn't you?
No, that's one thing I never did try, Michael.
Yeah. Chuck, do you ever, or Marilyn, this guy named, his last name was Starkweather, and he was up in Nebraska, and he was a killer. He killed a lot of people in Nebraska. He went like from farm home to farm home until they found him. But he actually, this is back in the like 60s, and he actually went to my grandparents' home and in the middle of the night was pounding on the door. And he had his hood up. And my grandma went to the door and said, can I help you? And he says, yeah, a car broke down. Can I use your phone? And my grandpa came and said, move away. And he grabbed a shotgun. He said, no, his car's fine. He don't need to use the phone. And he came and he pointed the shotgun at him and he said, you know, get out of here. And the guy went back in his car, put down the hood, started right up. Off he went.
Oh,
and, yeah, and they saw the reports and the picture, and that was him. They would have, yeah.
Oh, wow. That would have been next.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good time when you get that gut feeling something's wrong. Pay attention.
Exactly.
Pay attention to it.
Yeah.
I have one of those intercoms, so I can talk to them. I can't see them, but I can talk to them. I don't have to go to the door. And usually if it's dark out, that's what I'll do. And if it's not a voice I recognize, I'm not free to open the door, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I won't be going by your house. You're gonna be like, Michael who? It's like, Michael from the show. I don't recognize that voice.
Michael, just drop this towel. Put it back.
Yeah, Charles Starkweather, my producer Bonnie just told me, yeah, that's the name. Yeah.
That's frightening.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I guess we should wrap up here. Nice conversation. Enjoyed it. And,
all right, guys.
Marilyn, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, I'm going to go back to my couch with the blankie.
All right. You keep warm. Keep dry.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Have a good week. And I'll talk to you tomorrow night, Michael.
Okay. See you then, Marilyn.
All right, guys.
See you next
bye-bye.
Week, Chuck.
See you next week, guys. Good night, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marilyn.
All righty. So that's both Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Pasek here to the show. And if you missed it, they're here each Monday at this time. So I want to thanks again my producer, Bonnie, for all the help she gives me. And tomorrow I'll be live starting on LA Talk Radio. That will be at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll have on Joshua Darnell and Weem will be on. She was born in Iraq, and we're going to be talking about all that has happened, this inauguration and the Women's March and all that. Should be great. Then a whole bunch of Journey and Light shows tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. So we'll see you then. Thanks again, everybody. Much love and good night.